scripture where it says, in him we move, breathe, and have our being. In him. And I was thinking about, this morning I was thinking about how that, you know, people make it out here without Jesus. But it's a hard road. It's hard in their relationships. It's hard in their finances. And even when they got plenty, it's hard to turn loose of it. It's hard to, I mean, they you know, and but without the Lord, everything is hard. This world can look like they got it going on, but they don't got it going on. They don't have faith whenever things are falling apart. They don't have no confidence. They don't have the joy of the Lord. They are at the mercy of whatever happens to them, and all they can do, most of them, is complain. Complain. Without the Lord, me and you, probably most of us, would complain about everything because we're dissatisfied. But God's plan for us is to have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Now, you can put that up, babe. For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord. He's talking to Israel over there. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That word evil means calamity. My plans for you, and he's telling us, my plans for you is that you have no calamity going on in your life. No calamity. Now, I mean, people all around me, they got calamity. You got to watch what I say, Johnny. A lot of people listening to me. But they've got a lot of chaos today because there's a lack of Jesus. There's a lack of that anointing we was taught about at Sunday school. And the reason there's a lack of that is a lack of going after him. Putting him first. Seek first the kingdom. Well, I'm just busy. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if I'm too busy for you, there probably ain't nobody in this church or listening to me more busy man than I am. Now, they could be. I don't know everybody. You know, I'm talking about, you know. But when it comes to the kingdom, when it comes to church, I could not be here right now. Call somebody to come preach and lay in the bed, man, every now and then, you know. It's tempting at times. Oh, here we're going, it's going to church. You better have that in your heart. It ain't about going to this building. It's not got anything to do with this building. It's got to do with the heart after God. And wherever he tells you to go to church, wherever, you ought to pay somebody to drive you here if you can't drive yourself. Or drive you to that. Call a taxi. I mean, have it down in you that I am going to put God first. He said, seek first the kingdom. Did you know the kingdom is in you? What you're doing, you're not building a church. You're building him in you. You're building the kingdom on the inside. Seek first the kingdom. And all these things will be added. I mean, I'm telling you right now, all these things will be added. Well, church is boring. It's because it's not in you. I mean, I listen to Monty and Teresa, you know, and I mean, I've got a lot of revelation about a lot of things, but it don't get boring to me. I'm engaged. I'm engaged back there. I'm like, ooh, yeah, that's good stuff. I mean, he didn't preach nothing I don't know. I got revelation in those things, but it stirs that up on the inside of me. I mean, you can have all the revelation you want, but when somebody brings and sheds light on that revelation, you're like, yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, it'll just stir you. See, it's not about y'all out there listening by Facebook this morning. You can't afford to drive to church. That's why you can't afford it. God wants to do a miracle in your gas tank, and you will not let him. He has plans for you. Plans of good. Plans of taking and bringing bringing structure in the chaos. And I don't have a lot of chaos in my life. It ain't because I'm a lucky man. I don't believe in luck. You know, they say, if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Ruby, spare an agony on me. Boy, you still hear that out here in the world. That ain't one thing, it's another. You're singing Satan's song. Nobody. That's not what the Bible says for me and you. And whatever you, the Bible says, as you and me think in our heart, so are we. If we think we can't, we won't. But the Bible don't say that. It says we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Hallelujah. We can go to church. We can go to church every time. If God's told anybody go to church somewhere, He's given them the anointing, the ability. The lack is not on God. If He needs to move Aniana out of your way, Aniana would move. See, His plans are to give us a good future. God told me this morning, He said, I blessed you. And I said, yes, sir. You have blessed me. He said, you ain't seen just a little bit of my plan for your life. I thought, woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just getting started. I've seen a little bit, man. That's it. And you know what? Don't sit back and make excuses. Some of y'all need to come on Wednesday night. I'm not getting on to you. We all sacrifice. Every one of us have to sacrifice. I sacrifice jobs. I sacrifice jobs to go get the food. It's not just because I'm a pastor. It's His plan for my life to do His will in that. That's just my part of His will. And whatever gets in my way, Johnny, I'm going to move it. I'm going to get rid of it, and I will do it. I'm going to do His will. And because of that dedicated mind and heart you have for the Lord, here comes the anointing. That's how you activate it. You know the Word, but you do the Word. You do what you feel God is telling you to do. If He's telling you to go to church out there in Facebook land, I really believe that the body ought to get together, but we won't do it. Because people, and pray God to shut down preaching on TV for a month so that these people that can go to church will get up and get ready. Get out of your pajamas. Brush your teeth. Put your false teeth in. You know, brush your hair. Put some makeup on. Do something for Jesus. I'm going to be one of them churches that preaches about going to church and faithfulness to the Lord until hell freezes over, and it won't never. Just because that Bible says, and the reason why I am so passionate about saying that and going to church is because I know what it will do in your life. I don't even know the fullness of what God can do. I know me and Teresa, we had a half a quarter of a tank one Wednesday night. I believe it was Wednesday night, wasn't it? One Wednesday night, and the storms rolling in. Travis, year and I, about a year and a half, 2 years old, whatever the case might be. You know, storms coming in. I looked at the fuel hand, and I'm like, man, we ain't got enough gas. And Teresa says, oh, it's going to be good tonight. It's going to be good tonight. Well, she's been listening to TBN all day long. She ain't been listening to them 10 spies that went out there and said there's giants. Right. Yeah, that's right. She's been TBN, oh, it's going to be good tonight. It's going to be good tonight. And I'm like, oh, man, I worked all day and towed the sheetrock anyhow. We ain't got but a half a quarter thing. Don't that sound, that's a bunch of unbelief. That's all that is. Bunch of excuses. Why? I'm not going to go and get filled up. Well, you know what? I thought, well, bless God, we're going to church anyhow. So we went, I thought, somebody will give us some money or something. God's good. God is a big God. Go on to church. We had one of them rocking services. I mean, praise and worship was getting down, boy. I mean, you felt it. Hallelujah. Then the preaching comes on, boy, and whoo, man. I forgot all about all that till I got back to Bluntsville. The car went click, click. And I'm like, uh-oh, nearly 9:30. So don't give me this garbage on Wednesday night. We don't start till 7. Your church don't start till 6 or 7 out there. Don't give me that garbage. We're tired. We worked all day. But what I'm fixing to tell you, I'm not getting on to you. I'm not trying to challenge you. God is. He's trying to get you in some deeper waters. He's trying to take you out in the anointing to swim in, rivers to swim in. I mean, deeper things revealed to you by the Spirit of God. But he can't do it if you won't get out in the water. If you won't get out of the boat. You can't walk on the water without getting out of the boat. You won't see miracles without doing what he's saying. I don't care what this world preaches or churches preaches, that you don't have to sacrifice for God. That's not in my Bible. He said, he that comes after me, let him what? Deny myself on Wednesday night. Deny myself on Sunday morning. Deny myself when I have to put off garage doors to go get the food once a month. Deny myself when the transmission ain't working and I have to pray in tongues all the way to Abbotville and back in the other truck to get there and back. Now I don't have to. I'm driving a Freightliner. Air conditioned. Good one. If I could crank it up, I would, but I'd be speeding. But you know what? I rocked that. I don't know if you've ever been low of gas. I mean, you just get it all out of the tank that way. You're making sure it's running over and it's getting it all. Well, it completely quit on us over at Rosa. We made it all the way to that log cabin in Rosa. That's where we lived, up that road. Wednesday night, it was late that night at church. We don't have no late services. When the Holy Ghost is moving, the altars fill up, you're 10, get home. We get home at 8:30 on Wednesday. Well, we got to work tomorrow. I used to not be concerned about that stuff. Let God move. He can keep me up all night in the anointing. I can work. I mean, he's a high that's better than cocaine. I've got home 10 o'clock at night, got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I mean, don't even want to go to bed. And when I go to bed, can't do nothing but sit there and think about the Lord. And ask the Lord, Lord, help me shut my mind off here. Love, I need to go to sleep. This is going to wear my body out. We make it over there, thunderstorm, I mean, it's pouring down, and I've got my truck at home, and so I told Teresa, I I've got to leave them there, Johnny. There ain't even no traffic or anything, no cars, no houses around there, so I'm on the side of the road, and so I told Teresa, I said, lock these doors. I said, and don't you open them for nobody. Oh, yeah, I've tried to crank it. Till it went click, 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 click. I mean, I was slap run that battery down. And so I told her that, and I reached over to get that door, and I thought, he said he'd supply all my needs, of course. Lord of God, and I didn't open. I laid my hands on there, and I said, I command you in the name of Jesus to start. I command you to start. I thought, I went to church tonight. I've done the will of God, and he said he would take care of me. All these things flashing in my spirit. All of a sudden, there he is, that anointing rising up. Now, I can either lay hands on it or I can get out. I can get out in that thunderstorm. So I have a choice. You go into church, activates an anointing in your life. Have we lost anybody yet, Beth? Hang in there. It gets better, maybe. No, this is good. Well, you know what? I went, psh, jing, it cranked up. And I went, she said, go. We know we're sitting in a miracle, man. Now get on, let's go. I pulled that baby in drive and punched it, man. And we went all the way home. We're driving on the Holy Ghost. I know what I'm talking about. I came from Bluntsville all the way to Rosa, and it was out of gas. I mean out of gas. And I run the battery down hoping just one more time. It'll just one more time. And you know what? We pulled up in there, and I'm sitting there, and I didn't cut it off, Jenny. We're looking at each other. Man, we're happy, man. See what Wednesday night service can get you? It'll get you a miracle. If it need be, a miracle will happen. You sick in your body? Why don't you find some healing services somewhere? Go to church. The pandemic trained the whole body of Christ. If your nose is running, stay home. You don't want to give it to everybody. This is backwards from the Bible that I read. He said, if there's any sick out there, call on the elders. See, you can't even, if you ain't got a church, a good strong church, you can't even get that anointing in that scripture because you ain't got no elders. You ain't got nobody but you. Maybe Joyce Meyer's on there. Call her up. Well, we won't let her talk. That's what I'm talking about. Call up T.D. Jakes. Ask him to come to your house and lay hands on your baby daughter. Ask him to anoint her. I can't. He's over here in Texas. That's what I'm talking about. You're over here. Find you a good Bible-based church so that you've got a corporate anointing going on in your life that works out there in your life and get plugged in and dedicated to it. And I mean, even whatever it costs you to do the right thing, do it. I saw a miracle that night. I'll never forget it. Bless God, I thought I'll never run out of gas again. Man, I'm on Holy Ghost gas going on around here. See, we gotta see these things, but we're not gonna see these things setting back. If God tells you to give $100, don't say, "Oh no, that's my truck payment. I can't." God knows I can't. God knows you can, but God knows you won't. God's putting His finger on that. He's not wanting to hurt anybody. He's wanting to take them deeper. Man, when I have to give $1,000, it's nothing to me. I'm like, yeah, glory to God. I remember the $2 I wasn't giving down there in church, man. I remember that $2 I didn't give, and it cost me, bless God. Now when God says, I'm like, ooh, yeah, man, I got to get in on this, whatever God's got going on here. He got something going on here. That's how come I come, and I'll be like, I'm going to plant some seeds to these kids here, man. 20, 20, get you 20. Anybody want a 20? Why? The Bible says give. He said especially be good to those of the household of faith. Especially. Somebody say especially. Now we're to give to these people out there every now and then. They're not going to suck my banking account dry. No, I believe that in. Y'all got the same Jesus. Y'all got the same opportunity. Y'all got the same. Now it gets on some Christian there. That's God. He ain't got no compassion at all. I'm telling you right now. I'm full of it. So get in here so I can help you. Yeah. Had people, boy, that pastor over. They won't help you. People call me. Can you pay our light bill? We got kids. We got six kids. They just don't know. I laid under the floor at night with one light bulb in the house and no running water. That don't bother me. Dude, they were 17 of us. Don't give me that whiny stuff. Them kids are going to get cold. Put eight of them in the same bed and throw a blanket on them, and they generate heat. That's what we did. That's a true story. I did not get cold. I dove in the middle of all of my brothers and sisters and got slap under the cover. I can't remember, in the dead wintertime, so don't give me that. I'm not a good pastor because I don't pay your light bill and your little kids are getting cold. Get you a job somewhere and you'll have money to pay your light bill. Right? The Bible says, work with your own hands that you will have to give to those that need. So you see why people don't come here. But buddy, it works. It works. It's because I'm not afraid to stick with that Bible. Because I'm anointed to teach God's people to prosper. You're anointed to prosper. You're anointed to teach people to prosper. You have the same anointing that's on this ministry because He's connected you at this portion of this ministry. So you have that same, you have the anointing to come to church on Wednesday night. You got it from me. Somebody say, amen. I need you. I feel discouraged at times because y'all, some of y'all don't show up. You know, man, it can discourage me. That discourages me. When I think about you sitting there watching James Spann and I'm over here having to labor in the Lord.
Well, I had to see what the weather's going to be tomorrow.
You'll find out in the morning. You cannot change the weather. See, His plans. He's got plans to give us. I mean, here I am at a mid-age. I'm halfway at my age. And God says, I've only give you a little bit of my plan. I'm like, woo! Hallelujah, He's been good to me. Woo! So let's see what happens next. I sure ain't going to back off right now. If I'm just getting started, I'm not going to back off. I was thinking about it the other day. I was thinking how to grow the church, and I thought, well, maybe we should have cookouts. This whole county would come hog our hamburgers. But God, I mean, they find out, whoo, Faithway Christian Center down there, they're having a cookout. Boy, they're a church, got it going on. I mean, they'll pack buses to get over here. Y'all come on to church. Yeah, we might. Next Sunday, we're all skinny. They're fat, sitting at home, eat all our food up because we're generous. You ain't never experienced none of that? They do it at your own house. They'll drag your refrigerator off if you let them in. Hell, you know, your peanut butter. They'll steal your toilet paper. Then we're not generous over here. I had to put locks on the doors back there. Had to let their little heathen kids while we're having service go back there and raid all our food and stuff out there. Toilet paper. They was getting supplied from church, Johnny. I didn't even go to the grocery store. Go to church. I don't know why you're getting all this, but it's good. I'm feeling good about it. I'm just feeling real good about it. Hallelujah. Had a guy come to church here. I won't call no names. We have every time we have a dinner down there, you know, for the church. Well, his wife goes to another church or don't go to church, and so he comes down through there with a backpack. I said, what you doing there? I'm gonna carry, and called her name. I'm gonna carry her back my little back of plate. And I said, no, you're not. I said, you're not going to pack a plate out of here. I said, go get her and tell her to come down here and join us. She don't really want to come to church. I said, well, she's not getting no food. I did it. Well, I thought I can't do with all the cooks this way. All of them that prepared and spent days and, you know, and believing God. And we've been laboring over in here and spent some money up in here to get this good food going on. Yes, it was bad. I almost banned the guy. So anyways, went over and eat, and I thought, I'm gonna keep my eye on him. So I'm sitting over there, and there he goes, drags it up there. He's fixing the packet. And I go over there, I just laid my hands. I said, don't try that. I said, you got it, man? I said, don't even try it. Well, I said, no. No. I started telling him, you're ruining my dinner. I got to watch you because you're toting our groceries off to feed your little princess over there. No, this is a family thing. I didn't invite Bluntsville. Right? But if you want to invite, I got to get off of this. This feels good, though. It feels good to the Holy Ghost. Well, you're not very, no, got a guy down here, got somebody call me up. Hey, Brother Scotty. I said, this is him. And my brother, blah, 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 went through the bitch, you know, and he needs some food, and he don't really like to ask nobody. I thought he needs to get hungry enough, and he will. If I get hungry, Johnny, I'm going to come knock on your door, baby. Hey, man, you got a sandwich? I'm hungry over here. Pride will not let you do it. Pride, oh, don't tell nobody I'm down here. I think that's humble. That's pride. Eat up with pride. Can't humble theirself to ask for help. That turns me off too. And so I started to tell her, no, he's eat up with pride. Let him stay up there and starve. If he can't come to the... I said, don't he know where the church is down here? Yeah, but he don't really like going to church. And I said, are you serious right now? Want me to deliver food up there, Johnny? I said, okay, well, I'll do it, you know. This, you know, it ain't no big deal. And then I says, well, he's not got a car? Yeah, he's got a car. I said, well, this ain't going to happen. I said, that's a policy we got at our church. If you got a car, you got to come down there. You get up like the rest of us do at 6 o'clock. Some of them don't want to get up at 6. Neither do we. I know we are slaves for Jesus. We're you know, ambassadors for Jesus, but that don't mean we have to like it, and we ain't going to let you get by what we can't get by with it. You got a car, you better get in here. Got one girl walks over here. She's geeking when she gets here. But she comes on over here, Johnny. I mean, she's a geeking. Watched a little video the other day. This girl walks by and she's geeking. Basketball goes flipped over in the yard and she crawls through the basketball goal and then flops back out on the driveway, just crawls through it. And I thought, that's geeking at the max. You own something, baby. That was funny, praise the Lord. But that's the way they are, hallelujah. But you know, they geeking right on over here, getting under that anointing. Let them go ahead and get on over here and geek, because that anointing's destroying them. It's going to take over that geekiness. It's going to take it over. Where was I at? I've been everywhere on everything. So y'all come to church. See how kind of fun we're having? We've been laughing all morning. Fixing to get out early. We're off tomorrow. It's Memorial Day. I'm going to pray for the veterans. I'm going to pray for those that are over there fighting for my country. It's not about hot dogs. That's good. Get together and barbecue, but it's really not about that. It's to remember those, and we need to be just like the body lays their life down. See, in the spiritual sense, we've got some veterans. We've got some that is on the front lines for us. And I mean, they're fighting battles in the spirit realm that's taking down principalities. But I'm going to remember those tomorrow that is fighting for our freedom. We need them. We need to pray for them, because we got a world over there that is very dark, and they hate us. They think we are infidels. They think we are anti-God. Their God is not our God. They would like to destroy us. That sounds like Satan, don't it? So, come next Sunday or Wednesday, if you're having trouble going to church, fast for 3 days. 3 days. Do some fasting. That'll get that flesh under control, because that's all it is. Your flesh is loose. Your flesh, I ain't going!
Good God, I have to go on Sunday morning. Couldn't go to Sunday school, just too early to get up.
And then you drive your kids to school every morning. Fix them breakfast. Give them a bath every morning or not, whatever you do. Why? Because you've got to do it. You've got to be dedicated to that. I didn't go to school much. The bus would come and I'd dive in the ditch. There's too many out there they would never see. They didn't mow the grass over there. So I'd hide over there, and then I would slip around down where Dad couldn't see me, and I spent my days on the mountain watching the eagles fly all day. I'm just enjoying the view. Take a nap, I'm, you know. Well, before you know it, here come the cops. And Dad's like, "Nah, my boys is going to school." "Nah, that Scotty ain't. We never see him. You're fixing to go to jail." You know, so the bus run, and I jumped back across the ditch and went right across with him. I've been to school all day. Dad caught me at the door. "Boy, where you been?" I just got off the bus, Dad." "No, you didn't get off the bus. The cops just left my house." He said, "Now you're not going to school has brought bondage and hardship to me." See, that's what happens to us when we're given into this flesh. It brings hardship and bondage to us. The more that we're in obedience to the Lord, and I know we are. I mean, look, don't make it hard to do it. Make your mind up, and the anointing to do it comes. I mean, it comes. The Bible says in John 10:10, he said, "The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I come that you might have life and have it more abundant." You know what the Lord told me one time? He said one thing could happen at your job and you wouldn't have that job. He said one thing could happen there and you wouldn't have that. He said, "But when you are in me and identifying with me and all of that," he said, "you won't lose your identity and your livelihood." He said, "because your trust was not in it all the time. It was in me. All the time in me." But you know how the more time that I spend, Teresa, she said the other day, she said, "We got to spend more time together. We need to spend more time together." And I said, "Yeah, okay, that's fine." Well, she knows, and I know, the more time that we spend with each other, the closer we become. The more time that we spend with the Lord and in the things of the Lord, the closer we get to Him. And the closer we get to Him, it's called in Psalms, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Commit your ways to Him. Go to church. Pray. Read your Bible, listening to... I'm glad Rob ain't got a radio. I might buy you one, but it's only going to be 93.7 or 101.1. I can't give... They had some shirts come in down there, had some marijuana on it, and they had nice shirts, you know. But I said, "Listen, anything comes in here that's not advertising something good, throw it in the dumpster." They're like, "Well, it's a good shirt." "No, it's not a good shirt. It was a good shirt till that was on there. Throw it in the dumpster." Why? Because we're only going to promote God. We're going to promote Jesus because He is what this world needs. I mean, I would be a drug addict right now if I wasn't in prison, had I not, and still today, if I know that if I turn away, I done backslid one time, and I went back to marijuana and went back to cocaine and went back to, you know, all the things that I was doing before because Jesus was not filling the voids in my life then. And so I only desires I had was to try to get some peace. And so, anyways, see, the plans that God has for you, for me, is plan, good plans. I was thinking, the Lord told me this morning, He said, "You know what?" He said, most of the world and a lot of my church, He said, they if they've heard it, they know that I have a plan. He said, but it don't really register that plan can unfold in their life. He said, therefore, they never go set out to find out what my plan is. But how many knows the Bible says to understand what the will of the Lord is? The will of the Lord is, number one, that not one perish. Not one leave here without knowing Jesus. But not only that, Jesus paid a big price for us. And the Bible says when he hung on the cross, he said, "It is finished." He paid a big price for us to have a good life down here. Even though there's a lot of trouble down here. There's a lot of turmoil, a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble in families, a lot of trouble. But we can have that anointing he's talking about through Jesus that destroys yokes and lifts burdens, and then you go burdenless. I mean, you go in the midst of trouble without a burdened heart, but have joy knowing that God has got something in store for you, and it's not calamity, that it's just you would have a future and a hope. Some of us will never have anything that we desire here without Jesus. He's not a religion. I was thinking about it this morning. I thought, you know what, Lord? I thought, I've had people to tell me, well, we can't come there because we're Baptist. You know, and I thought, well, I could say the same thing. I can't come to your church because y'all are Baptist. I said, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, but there's not only one church. There's only one church, and it is the born-again believers. Whether they are in the Baptist church, the Methodist church, and all, they have the same moving of the Holy Spirit. And we take the Word of God, then we begin to find out what the will of God is. I was reading Deuteronomy this morning in 28 over there, where he said, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord my God, your God, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. And he starts telling about all the blessings. And I was reading that one day, and here I have just come off out of the world, hadn't been saved very long, and I read that every morning for about 30 days. Every morning, Deuteronomy 28, and something happened on the inside of me. I thought, this is the plan that God has. That's what he was talking about in Jeremiah 29:11. That these blessings will come on me and overtake me. And that's not just for preachers. That's for all of us. All these blessings come on you and overtake. Your marriage gets better. Your relationships gets better in your family. Everything begins to work out. I went in Lucky's yesterday. And I was getting some pizzas. Well, I picked up thin crust. That's a no-no. I can eat thin crust, but if I get home with thin crust, good Lord, she got to have that thick bread, you know. And she likes the pepperoni pizzas, you know, just the pepperoni and cheese. And so I like the variety, you know. But anyhow, I got two pizzas, and they were thin crust. Well, I done rung up and done paid for it, and I said, oh, no. And that guy, that little tall guy in there, young, you know. I said, oh no. He said, what is it? I said, this is thin crust. I said, this is not happening. I said, this can't happen. Like that. And he said, huh? I said, I'm not going to explain it. I pulled them out of that box, out of that bag, and I looked over there and I said, they're the same price. I said, I'm swapping them. Oh, are you sure they're the same price? And I said, yeah. He said, okay, I just wanted to make sure. I said, well, I asked you a question when I first come in. How's everything going? You started griping. Not good. These customers, you got to deal with the customers. You got to blah, 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 blah. I'm like, good Lord. I said, worst case scenario, I said, I can help you get fired. I said, I can help you get fired from this job you hate. I said, you probably, I'm standing there, I'm letting you have it. I said, you probably can sign up on unemployment and you can get more money than what you can work for. I said, so but I'm just telling you, I'm taking these pizzas. I said, now you try to have you a good day. And I walked down there and I thought, he's miserable. The guy is just miserable. He don't know Jesus. I know he don't know Jesus because that's not the nature of Jesus. to complain. I don't like my job either, but I praise God for my job. There's times I don't want to go to work, but I praise God that I'm able to go to work. I praise God that I got a job. I praise God that I'm still able to work. See, we can't be complaining like the world does. Why? Because we start missing out on the plan. We got to be faithful where we're at and praise Him where we're at. And it only takes you higher in the things of God. It promotes you. It starts promoting you and takes you into that. Travis, when they say having turmoil at home, he tells me, "Oh, my mind's made up, Dad. I'm going to have a good life." And you know what that means? That means he ain't going to just spit and do nothing about it. He gets in there and starts packing his pistol. Not a real gun. We got the bullets. See, they taught me at church, we got the bullets. The Word of God, the anointing of God, the deacon. When I would leave church, thank God for church. Thank God for church, man. I'd leave a church and I'd start out the door and that deacon, he'd say, hey, Brother Scotty. I'd say, yeah. He said, you got the bullets, man. You got it. But he starts packing his gun, Travis and Beth. They go gearing up and all of that. Why? Because their mind's made up. They're going to live a good life. They're going to have a good life. And it's not because everything is perfect in our life. No, it's because we're after a perfect God. We're after a God that perfects things and works all things together for our good. And people don't really realize it, or they would do it on Monday, praise Him, and Tuesday, and praise Him, and to make a lifestyle of it until you're in the glory. You're walking in the glory. You're walking in the joy of the Lord. You have confidence that you didn't have because you've been doing things towards the Lord. We do nothing, we get nothing. We do nothing, we get nothing. Well, I thought the Lord was a sovereign God. The church has been wrong. He is sovereign, but He give the earth to us. He give the earth to us. He is sovereign. He's God. He rolled back the Red Sea. But He give us through Jesus His authority on this earth. Now I got to work my marriage. I got to work the Word in on my marriage. It's already done. My marriage has already been healed if it's not healed. It's already been healed, but I got to do what the Word says. One of the things that the man is supposed to do is to love our wife as Christ so loved the church and gave Himself for it. What that means is I won't eat the last brownie no more. I started trying to do that, and I wanted her to drive better than me. I wanted her to have. I didn't want her to struggle. And I never used to have that. I'd be, what's wrong with you, man? You're getting weak. Good Lord, I made a woman out of her, man. I mean, good God, man. I had her 15-year-old driving a 13-speed International on the interstate in Birmingham. 40-foot boom truck. 15-year-old, I'm like, she ain't gonna be no candy. She gonna be just like me. She gonna be able to do whatever she needs to, you know. So we're out in the watermelon field, and she's out there throwing me watermelons, and I'm stacking them. And I'm like, I ain't throwing them things. They're heavy. Man, she needs to get them arms built up. We're kids, you know. I mean, we're just young and everything, you know. And I thought, man, I'm not gonna have a wife that can't pull a dipstick out, you know. I mean. And can't change. I mean, she can change oil and stuff if I wanted her to, you know. She knows how to do all that stuff. But you know what? After I got born again, I thought, man, that's not her place. See how the nature changed? And I'm like, God just messed up with everything. Now I got to throw the watermelons. You know, now, man, I got to give her own banking account. I can't be jealous of her anymore. See, jealousy's fear. There's a spirit behind being jealous. The world, that's the only explanation they got, but it's rooted in fear, afraid that I'll lose her to somebody, or afraid she'll lose me to somebody. And you start giving into that, then you get suspicious. Then your relationship begins to get strained, and you don't enjoy one another anymore. You know, you're mad. You'll get mad. You'll stay irritated. I told Teresa the other day, I said, I won't create a reason. I wouldn't create a reason. Just like I don't have women friends. I got no business with no woman's number in my phone. I got a couple of that I message about ministry, you know, food and different things. But if there's anything said other than that, you gone, baby. Why? Because you ain't coming down here in my life and start depleting the anointing and get me to yield so that I don't got the anointing and I'm not happy anymore. Somebody told me yesterday, said, even the old people are getting divorces. I mean, even the older people. And I didn't say nothing. I started to start preaching. I would say what is wrong with them is because they are empty. They're longing for something on the inside, and they think they'll find it in another relationship, another woman or another man or a relationship with somebody, or they'll find it in. I started to start preaching. I thought, I know why people are empty, Lord. It's because the train is not filling the temple. See, when His train is filling the temple, I don't have desires that are outside His will. When I'm after the Lord, oh, y'all want to get back on church? Y'all coming. Y'all coming. I'm believing for you. And you know what? I'm going to do some inviting. I can just hear people, ain't no need in inviting people. They just won't go to church anymore. That's where your face at. They might be waiting on you to invite them. I just heard some churches going to visit and never inviting. I ain't never invited them to church. You know, go visit, but we'll come out here and visit, but don't come to church. That's wrong, ain't it? We want you in church. So today, if you are feeling empty, if you're feeling, Keith said something through Teresa one time. He said if you're getting bored all the time, not just every now and then you're bored. You're bored. If you're just continually bored, you're not doing something you need to be doing. If you feel unsatisfied and you're a born-again Christian, you're not doing something that you need to be doing. You're not drinking of the wells of salvation. You're not putting time in the Word of God. You're not praying something. Find out what it is. Find out what you need to do that you can enjoy life, because Christ makes you enjoy this life down here. Without all the things that the world says, it's no fun. I worked for the weekend. I mean, I spent $47,000 in 7 years on marijuana alone, not counting gas or anything else, because I wanted to have fun for the weekend. Light bill come to you, shoot, it's getting cut off, Jack. We're going to get our marijuana, and that's the way it is. I'll run a drop cord from Daddy's up here before I not got my marijuana. Then when I got saved, I thought, God, I could have bought a house. Oh, man, it hit me all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, God, that devil's had me bound with this right here, man. I could have bought a house. I spent $47,000. So I thought, you know what, but God will redeem. He'll make it up to me. He'll make it up. Now I own a house. And I didn't smoke it all up. I own a brick house. Paid off. Paid for. 16 acres with it. Believe God for it. Had a desire down there, and God said, if you'll follow me, He said, I'll bring you to the place to where you lack nothing. If you really want a good life, then I'm going to tell you how to get it this morning. And His name is Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the truth to everything that me and you long for to be satisfied in this life. He is the answer. And He's not a building. He's a person. And He comes through the person of the Holy Spirit. Father God comes in you through you accepting what Jesus done on that cross. He comes on the inside of you and makes you a supernatural being. If you're watching by way of internet and you don't know Jesus this morning, way of Facebook, whatever, praise the Lord, and you don't know Jesus, the Bible says in Romans 10 over there, He said that if thou believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be saved. He said, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. What that means is, Jesus, do you believe Jesus died on the cross? You believe He loves you? You believe that He's personal just for you, praise God, and you want Him involved in your life. That's what it really means. See, I didn't say a long prayer when I got saved. I just said, Lord, if you're really real, help me. And I was on my knees with double-aught buckshot fixing to commit suicide. And when I said that, he came in. I didn't know what happened. I didn't want to kill myself anymore. I mean, the sun was shining. I'm like, man, what happened to me? I got up, and I'm like, man, what happened to me? And, you know, my life changed, and I've never been the same. So if you're here, everybody bow your heads. Father, we just praise you. And if you're listening by way of internet or Facebook, give your heart to Jesus today. This is the day the Lord has made. We're going to be rejoicing with you in it. The angels rejoice when you do it into heaven. They begin to party like up there, praise God. But if you're here in this place, you're here in this place and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. You know He's Lord, but you've never made Him your Savior. You've never...